I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's Secretary of State is pushing back on the results of a recent assessment of nationwide elections. As 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, the state received an average score despite being continually recognized for its innovative and secure election practices.
The Elections Performance Index was conducted by a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, using data from 2016. It ranks 17 equal factors relating to election administration and performance. Colorado received an average score. Secretary of State Wayne Williams says one of the factors unfairly punishes states with a high number of unreturned ballots.
In Colorado, we mail to everybody. Whether you ask for it or not, you will be mailed a ballot.
Williams says the practice is in an effort to make voting as accessible and easy as possible. When that penalty and several others are removed from the equation, Colorado's ranking is among the top. Williams says MIT has asked the state for help updating the model going forward. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
The Colorado Department of Transportation, Colorado State Patrol, and local law agencies are teaming up as part of the Heat is On campaign to conduct a nearly three-week DUI enforcement period beginning tomorrow, August 17th. CDOT has partnered with Backtrack, a personal and professional breathalyzer company, to urge Coloradans to check their blood alcohol and confirm their sobriety before they drive. CDOT has been demonstrating these breathalyzers at public events and bars throughout the summer. CDOT's partnership with Backtrack is the first of its kind in the country between a breathalyzer company and State Department of Transportation. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.